the baddest motherfuckers of all time. One of the best singers, one of the best looking motherfuckers you've ever seen. Hold my drink, bitch.
Radio Primco. It's all about the meat and music.
Hi. It is. At least it definitely most used to be. It could all be about the fish and the music coming soon. We'll get to that when we get to that. Okay? In the meantime, we better get to this stuff. And bar from doing the usual intro every week, that only comes as explained, and no doubt will be continually explained every week, but the intro comes at the beginning of each episode. Last week I was rambling on about how I got each episode or each part to each episode, I don't know what you call them, each bite-sized chunk of goodness down to about 15 minutes and then promptly went into 17 minutes 30 last week. It's just crazy, man. I know, it's out there bonkers. And this week I can guarantee we're going to get it down to about 10, possibly, maybe, perhaps. In the meantime, though, besides all the usual non-intro business, I will tell you it is all stuffed with a bit of world news, crazy rock and roll capes, fool's gold, animal news, number crunching, things getting on my goat, our story tells from the dark side, and lumps more. Of course, wrapped up with some walloping tunes from the good old rollicking route of rock and roll genre. Indeedy. I've got this is a show, I can't remember, as we explained last week, it's either from 2002 or 2011, doesn't matter, but it was when we was advertising for our good old friends at 49 MacT Boy Street in District 1, Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, where they probably have the best eggs in the clay pot you'll ever taste. Indeedy, but that's another story, because right now we've got some crazy rock and roll capes number XXXXXXIIIIVVIVI. And now buckle in, because it's a bit of a windfall and a mouthful as well. I could do with a windfall. All I got though was this blooming thing in the post that my missus thinks it's a birthday present for her as a ring. It's not, it's an anti-snoring device. I've done the old gums and mouth shield, and you just like end up choking on that one. So I bought this ring, which is it's just going to be all it's a bit of plumbing, and they just cut a piece off, and yeah, that's 50 quid, mate. That stopped me snoring. Well, look, I don't know how I fall for it, because I do it early in the morning. It should be. That's got nothing to do with anything. Anyway, I'm not talking about that. What I am going to talk about, you better keep them peeled, or you might just slink into utter despair. Anyway, dithering on the highway to extinction, African poachers parlayed with deliberation and thought to heck with it. No doubt, rich white bankers from afar will catch the blame, or so they thought. But little did they know that Keith Richards might be the handy scapegoat, as when the Stones toured South Africa in 1996, I was there, man. Keith was greeted at Durban's airport with a question from a pressman, which anchored on a Three Stars quip to add to his tourist guide of the Rainbow Nation, he asking, "What have you done since you've been here?" He asked to Keith, which he replies, "Everything but a rhino." And then, with that off, Keith trundled into the highway of Rock and Roll's jocular city, where he was no doubt bound to thumb a lift from AC/DC as they ventured on their own journey to hell, no doubt tagging Chris Rea on the road with them. But snuggled deep in the psych of rock's tapestry of hair-raising, philandering snips and japes loitered, a chilly so foul of conformities that only a fair mind of experience could recognise the authority that tramped within his shadow. And as he walked the passage of right, confined only to venture into a seasonal lifetime, pass for freedom. No, not that freedom Mike Mervyn, Mel Gibson, whatever his name is, but the freedom held, beheld by the young smiley chap who often visits my garden and who endeavours to rob convention from its shackles of sticking the mud onions who say dog poo cannot be tapered into fuel, which when us and fishers know it is grandly possible, as stated in one or many bygone episodes of Fool's Meanderings, which has no doubt been overlapped with the reality of this rock and roll caper by a yard and a half. Suffice to say, when Jimmy does take time off from powering the known universe with pragmatic solutions, he sits under the shade of a banana leaf in my back garden and tells me about the highway child in you, back when poodle's poo was always white and eggs in a clay pot. Oh, from Juice in Saigon, that was it, 49 Mac T Boy Street, were just as good as they are now. And in those intimate moments, we find a combined solace on the road to nowhere that will always lead to home, and wryly smile to the tramps that cavort our planet in search of happiness. Jimmy, this week's Get It Off Your Chest request is yours, and to all the hair that's just blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Right, Jimmy, no need to go on. Right, what are we going on? Well, yeah, a bit of Highway Child. That was what we're going on about. And the B-side, which was the B-side of Jimi Hendrix Experience's third UK single, To the Wind Cries Mary. Can you get your head around that one, eh? It's described in the book Jimi Hendrix, Electric Gypsy, as a joyful autobiographical stomp. Yeah, Jimmy raves it to be the shadowy pursuit of the American dream, which of course Hunter S. Thompson frantically tried to pen after This Week. Yes, this is the beat where This Week gets involved. Yes, it was This Week. The fact that we can't remember what This Week, this episode came from is neither heart nor there. Anyway, it was This Week that Hunter's two-part story, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, first appeared in Rolling Stone magazine in 1971. Probably the best year for music, my friends, 1971. Look it up, it's bonkers. Anyway, whereby his pseudo-Rail Duke and the £300 Samoan lawyer, Dr. Gonzo, embark on the American dream. Although he later retitles it as the death of the American dream, following the totalitarian stranglehold the bent government has on any aspirations of so-called freedom. So there, in a roundabout, hickledy-pickledy way, was Jimmy's Highway Child connected to This Week, even though the actual song was recorded in London Olympic Studios on the 3rd of April in 1967, which was precisely 242 days from my birthday, which we can be on the countdown to, if you like. Do you know what? I think that's probably just about it. I was going to go into a bit of Knees Up Mother Brown and find out what is going on in the world of, but I won't bother. I'll just play out with a little bit of this and say, well, that's all we got time for this week. Thanks for listening. Keep it turning, keep it wheel, keep it radioprimco.com. Ta-da.